The third agreement, don't make assumptions. The third agreement is don't make assumptions. We all have the tendency to make assumptions about everything. And the problem with making them is that we believe them. We believe they are the truth. We can even swear that they are real. We make assumptions about what others are doing or thinking. We then take it personally and blame them by reacting and sending emotional poison with our word. That is why whenever we make an assumption, we are asking for problems. We make the assumption, misunderstand, take it personally, and end up creating a big drama all for nothing. Much of the sadness and drama that is lived in a life has its root in the making of assumptions and taking things personally. So take a moment to consider the truth of this statement. We create a lot of emotional poison just by making assumptions and taking it personally. And often we start gossiping about our assumptions. And remember that gossiping is a way we communicate to each other in our dream, and we transfer that poison between ourselves. Because we are afraid to ask for clarification, we make an assumption and we believe that we are right about these assumptions. Then the next step is that we defend them and try to make somebody else wrong. It is always better to ask a question to get clarification than to make an assumption, because it is assumptions that set us all up for suffering. Making assumptions in our relationships is really asking for problems to generate themselves. Often we will assume that others know what we are thinking and that we don't have to say what we want or ask for what we want. We assume they are going to do what we want because they know us so well. And when they don't, we feel so hurt and we say, they should have known. And in any kind of relationship, we can easily make an assumption that others know what we think and that we don't have to say what we want, that they are going to do what we want because they know us so well. And when they don't, and we assume they should, we feel hurt and we think, how could they do that? They should know. And again, we make this assumption that the other person knows what we want. And a whole drama is created and a relationship is put at risk. It's very interesting how the human mind works. We have a need to justify everything, to explain and understand everything in order to feel safe. We have millions of questions that need answers, because there are so many things that the reasoning mind cannot explain. It's not important if the answer is correct, it's just that the answer makes us feel safe. It is our search for safety and having an answer that creates the drive to make assumptions. If others tell us something, we make an assumption. And likewise, if they don't tell us something, we also make an assumption to fulfill our need to know and to replace the need for clarity and communication. Even if we hear something we don't understand, we are likely to make an assumption about what it means and then believe that assumption. We make these kinds of assumptions because we don't have the courage to ask questions. Unfortunately, assumptions are made so fast and unconsciously most of the time because they fit within the agreements that we have created to communicate, or in this case, not communicate in this way. We have an agreement that it is not safe to ask questions. And we have an agreement that if people love us, they should know what we want or how we feel. And then we believe that, and we assume that we are right about it to the point that we even will destroy relationships in order to defend our position. We make the assumption that everyone else experiences and sees life the way we do. And we assume that others think the way we think, feel the way we feel, judge the way we judge, and abuse the way we abuse. This is the biggest assumptions that humans make. And this is why we have a fear of being ourselves around other people. Because we have a fear that everyone else will judge us, victimize us, abuse us, and blame us as we do ourselves. So even before others have a chance to do all that, we have already rejected ourselves. This is the way the human mind works. Often, when we go into a relationship with someone we like, we have to justify why we like that person. And thus we only see what we want to see. And we deny those other aspects of the person that we don't like. We lie to ourselves just to make ourselves right. Then we make a second assumption, and one of those assumptions is that my love will change this person. But this is not true. Your love will not change anyone. If others change, it's because they want to change, not because you are able to change them. Then, after some time, something happens between the two of you, and you get hurt. And suddenly you acknowledge what you didn't want to see before. Only now it has been amplified by emotional poison. And then, to justify your emotional pain, you blame them for your choices. True love doesn't need justification. It is there or it is not there. It is accepting the other person the way they are without trying to change them. If we try to change them, this means really we don't like them the way they are. And of course, if you decide to be with someone and you make that agreement, it is always better to have an agreement with someone who is exactly the way you want him or her to be. Because if you are with someone whom you want to change, then that will create a difficulty. The difficulty of assumptions. Assumptions being generated based upon a perspective that others should know what we need and what we want. So let's just imagine the day that you stop making assumptions with others in your life. Your way of communicating will change completely, and your relationships will no longer suffer from conflicts created by mistaken assumptions. The way to keep ourselves from making assumptions is to be curious and to ask questions. It is through conversation based upon question and response that enables alignment and clear communication. So if you don't understand or you suspect you are making up a reason, making up an assumption, then ask. Have the courage to ask the questions until you are clear about the situation. And don't assume you know all there is to know about this situation. Once you hear the answer, you will not have to make assumptions anymore because you will know the truth. In order to do that, you need to find your own voice, the voice that will enable you to ask what you want to ask. Everyone has the right to tell you no or yes, and you also have the right to ask. Likewise, everyone else has the right to ask you, and you have the right to say yes or no. So, if you don't understand something, it's better to ask and be clear rather than making an assumption. So the third agreement is don't make assumptions. And just saying this sounds easy, but it is actually difficult to do. It's difficult because we so often do exactly the opposite. We have all these habits and routines that we're not even aware of. So the first step is to become aware of these habits and understand the importance of this agreement. But understanding is not enough. Information or an idea is merely the seed in your mind. What makes the difference is the action. Taking action over and over again is what strengthens the will. It nurtures the seeds and establishes a solid foundation for the new habit to grow. So after many repetitions of this new agreement, it will become second nature. And you will see how the magic of your word transforms you and how you can shift to being a word for creation, giving, sharing, and loving by making this one agreement a habit. By making it a habit not to make assumptions, and when you are curious and unsure, to ask the question in order to fully understand the other.